In today's market, every lead is even more valuable. Sales Engine, the CRM for the reverse mortgage professional. Take your first step today by calling 1-800-805-9328 or emailing sales@reversefocus.com. ~25% of seniors are open to using home equity in retirement. Why the CFPB is wrong about reverse mortgages. What happens when we let technology care for our aging parents? And HUD focuses on foreclosure prevention. You're listening to episode 496 for Tuesday, December 26th. Welcome back, everyone. Hopefully you enjoyed your Christmas holiday, and we are looking forward to the new year. In fact, we will be closed on Monday, January 1st. I'm sure none of you will be coming into work that day. And just a quick note, be sure to go to heckamworld.com. We have our latest video where we look at 2018, what we may be able to expect as a industry together. But again, no predictions, just things for us to be watchful for. Now, on to our first story. 25% of seniors are open to using home equity. Only about 25% of seniors actually feel comfortable to use equity as a source of supplementing retirement income. This according to a recent study. Now, pointing at a paper that he published in the Journal of Financial Planning, Professor Jamie Hopkins took to Investopedia and laid out the key ways that seniors could use their home equity in retirement. Yes, including the home equity conversion mortgage, saying if only 25% of retirees are willing to strategically use home equity in retirement, advisors cannot continue to ignore home equity as part of the solutions, Hopkins wrote. The American College of Financial Services professor emphasizes that improvements have been made to the reverse program in recent years and says that it is far less expensive and more economical than it was before. Hopkins concludes by saying, home equity is the largest untapped resource for retirees. When used correctly, it can support a more secure and happier retirement. When considering using home equity, you will find there is no one-size-fits-all strategy. Instead, home equity can function differently for homeowners with different goals and concerns. Despite the fact that it's a strategy that would only be used by a small fraction of reverse mortgage borrowers, and that the reverse mortgage market only has 2% market penetration of eligible homeowners, the CFPB did issue a warning this summer against the strategy of delaying Social Security and using a reverse mortgage. However, some would stand to strongly disagree, and that would be Wade Fow, and he wrote in Advisor Perspectives. The piece is bluntly entitled, Why the CFPB is Wrong About Reverse Mortgages, and he cites his first book, Reverse Mortgages, How to Use a Reverse Mortgage to Secure Your Retirement. Hopkins says that he is not opposed to the mandate or the philosophy of the CFPB to protect consumers, but is deeply disappointed that the report was issued and cites what he sees as inaccuracies. First, that the most cost-effective way to actually build one's retirement is to postpone retirement, but he said the agency did not address the fact, what do you do with those who are 62 and older and have already retired? Second is that the CFPB ignores what he calls one of the most important tenets of planning, and that is to look at the long game when it comes to retirement planning. That is not to make decisions based on what happens at life expectancy, but rather what happens after life expectancy, if they outlive their money. And another criticism is that the CFPB is not looking at the entire balance sheet, that is assets and liabilities. There is no spending goal that they're looking to achieve, and it ignores the possible existence of an investment portfolio which would help the retiree fund their non-working years. Came across this very interesting piece in Wired magazine entitled, What Happens When We Let Tech Care for Our Aging Parents? It begins saying, Arlen Anderson grasped her father's hand and presented him with a choice. A nursing home would be safer, Dad, she told him, relaying the doctor's advice. It's risky to live here alone. No way, her father replied. And that, folks, is a common dilemma that many face, especially with aging parents who are suffering memory loss. Because she was a 40-minute drive from her father's home, she began to rely on a patchwork of technology so she could keep track of her father. She installed two cameras, one in the kitchen and one in his bedroom, so she could check whether the caregiver had arrived or, God forbid, if her father had fallen. Now, Wired is primarily a technology magazine, but it looked at the aging process, adult children, and the role of technology. For more information about the increasing role that technology is playing in caregiving, I would encourage you to read our upcoming article on heckamworld.com this Wednesday. And last week, the Department of Housing and Urban Development released a new resource for homeowners who may be facing foreclosure. While it does not specifically mention the home equity conversion mortgage, the guide does encourage borrowers to immediately contact their servicer if they find themselves in a pinch and behind on payments. It also emphasizes the importance of reaching out with a counselor and says that counselors can in fact help borrowers in trouble figure out their options to work with a servicer or develop a plan to avoid foreclosure. Our industry has also rolled up its sleeves to help older homeowners avoid foreclosure. Finance of America has participated with California's Hope Now, which organizes events focused on helping struggling seniors with lenders, originators, and counselors for advice. Finance of America's Vice President Scott Norman discussed the company's support of the Hope Now program with Reverse Mortgage Daily, and he pointed out that in many households, only one spouse knows all the details about the couple's finances, and if they pass, the remaining spouse may not know about the tax and insurance obligations that could put them at risk of default in the reverse mortgage. HUD Secretary Ben Carson said, "The guide arms consumers with easy-to-understand, reliable information about the assistance available to help them keep their homes." And that, folks, wraps up another episode of Reverse Focus Weekly, the nation's only weekly podcast for the reverse mortgage professional. As we look forward to the new year in 2018, don't forget to visit us at HECMworld.com for our latest breaking videos and articles and commentary. You can also find us on iTunes if you wish to subscribe and at Podbean.com. Thanks again, as always, for listening, and we'll see you here again next week.